He was a Kansas farm boy who watched the crop dusters go over. So he learned on Lake Hood there in Anchorage, and it was for fun and for hunting, but then it became very imperative for the his medical work. And so when he came here, it was, I mean, besides being on the Yukon River, he had 22 villages there. Over here, he held clinic at Seldovia. He and Dr. Paul Isaac would go over there on Wednesdays. And also, there was no hospital, so that they would fly into Seward.
What kind of airplanes are we talking about that he was using back then?
He started out in a J-3.
What is a J-3?
A J-3 is a little Piper that everybody loves to fly. It's a great plane to start out in. It handles well. And then they oftentimes they'll modify that with put a 150 in it, and then it'll be the Super Cub. Then he went to a family cruiser. In fact, interesting, we both know where both those planes are. We've tracked them down. So
where are they?
One is down in Juneau, and the other one's in Wasilla. So he had those two. Then he got another J-3 when he came over here, as well as a 180. And he had a Mall Rocket. He crashed the Mall Rocket. He crashed the 180. He walked out of both of them.
Your father got into medicine. Why?
Well, actually, he was going to be a dairy farm boy and just stay in Kansas. But someone had told him about Alaska and medicine, and so that was started out being his interest. It also worked because he was Mennonite background, conscientious objector, and so they weren't going to go to war, and the war was coming. And he found out through public health that he could then be deferred, because it wasn't like getting out of duty, but it was a way of helping fellow men and women.
Where did he go to medical school at?
Kansas University in Lawrence, Kansas.
And how soon after he finished medical school did he make the trek to Alaska?
As soon as he got his certificate. This was his first place he went. He was at Alaska Native Hospital, one of seven physicians. And it was interesting then, because they didn't have real assignments. It was like, okay, what do you want to do? And he's like, well, I do anesthesia. Okay, that would be you. And so they kind of sorted it out with what their interests were.
How did he end up from Anchorage to serving the bush communities out in the Yukon area?
Public health would put them on two-year rotations, and so he had another choice. And Tanana was his first choice, because he wanted something more remote, which that was.
I've never been out there. Have you been out there?
Oh, yes. I was there. I was a second and third grader there, and that was one of my favorite places there in Tanana. He liked the bush exposure, because he'd fly up and down the river with all his house calls. Since there was no telephone or email then, it was all on one-way radio, then two-way, and that was a challenge. You know, now they say, you know, call a doctor, he says, take two aspirins and come in the morning. Then it was, he was really listening, because he had to work through the school teachers, the missionaries, sometimes the innkeepers, in doing medicine.
The way it worked, he basically was the lone doctor for a very large area.
Yes.
You mentioned 22 different communities.
Yes, and in fact, it was the size of Kansas. When you do an overlay, that's what he had, those many villages.
What kind of medical care did he provide? In other words, was it everything that was necessary?
That's a really interesting question you ask, Mike, because it was the medical, yes, but also he landed up in dentistry, just because there was a need, and there is a high need in the village population, and there was no dentist, so he found a book, and he looked at the book and thought, okay, I can follow these pictures, and he did dentistry on the side, which he did not really enjoy doing. He'd save all those teeth like trophies, but he said, I am a medical doctor. And then later, when he came over here to Soldotna, he walked out one day and there was a horse tied at the end of the emergency ramp, and he did some veterinary medicine because there were no veterinarians. But that farm boy background helped him out with that.